Last time we began discussing the mitzvah of Heseba. The Mishnah says, "Nafiluani should be Israel lo yochel ad sheyosef." That there's a mitzvah of Heseba on kol echad ve'echad miYisrael, kol ish miYisrael, even an oni. And we talked about this comment of the Mishnah, this statement of the Mishnah. There's a machlokas harishon in what the chiddush is, that either one would think that the Oni Shebi Yisrael doesn't have the kelim in order to be meisiv in a normal way. The normal way to do Haseba is with karva keses, right? To have a pillow, a blanket or a quilt or something like that. The Oni doesn't have these items. So you'd imagine that he's potter from Haseba because it's not shayach to him. He can't do a mais Haseba if he doesn't have the normal items that one needs in order to do Haseba, in order to recline. Kamash Malan, no, that he still has to recline. And how does he do that? Three pshatim we had. Right? Either sitting is the Iker Haseba for the Ani, or maybe he should do Haseba on his Safsal, even if he doesn't have the extra Kalim. He should do Haseba on the Safsal. And we talked about that maybe he has to do Haseba on another Kli, on a Beged, or some other Kli. Maybe Haseba has to be done Dafka on a Dover Acher. You can't just do it on the Safsal per se. Then we had another pshat that the key is that he's changing from his yeshiva, from karka to safsal, so that's the ikar haseba. But the whole focus of this approach, the approach of the Mordechai within Tosfos, is that the havamina is that the ani can't do haseba because he's not shayach to it, since he doesn't have the normal kelim that are used for haseba. So he's unable to do haseba. Kamash malan that he's chayav to do it in the special way that he can do it. Then we quoted that the Ritva has a little bit of a different approach. The Ritva says that the Havamina is that since the Ani doesn't have Karma Ksasos, it's not Darko Bekach for him to do Haseba. It's not Rogilo Kol Hashana to do Haseba. So if it's not Rogilo, then maybe it's not Shayach to him. Not that he doesn't have the physical elements and therefore the physical Maisa Haseba is not Shayach to him. Even if he would have a Karva Kassis, maybe he's Pashit not Chayiv in Haseba because it's not something that's normal to him. Kamashmalan, he's still chayev. Kamashmalan, he's still chayev to do Haseba, even if it's not Darka Bakach Kol Hashana Kula. These were the two approaches that we suggested. We mentioned that Rashi and the Rashbam have an interesting lashon over here. What's the purpose of the mitzvah Haseba? Rashi writes, "Afiluani should be Yisrael lo yochel b'lei lipsochem ad sheyosev kiderech b'nei chorin zecher lecheres b'mita v'yal hashulchan." So Rashi talks about what you're supposed to do Haseba on, what you need for the Haseba. It's supposed to be Bemita. It's supposed to be Al HaShulchan. We talked about that the Shulchan can add to the Haseba. But Rashi also adds this line of Zeicha L'Cheiris. That's what the Rashbam echoes as well, that the idea of Haseba is that it's a Zeicha L'Cheiris. That means that it demonstrates a Cheiris. Pasha Pshat is it demonstrates a Cheiris. The source of Rashi and the Rashbam that Haseba demonstrates a Cheiris is really a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, in the Parakeet and Parak Yud Halacha Aleph, Amar of Levi, Ulefishaderach Avodim, Lios Ochlim, Me'uma, Bekan, Lios Ochlim, Mesubim, Lohodiyah Sheyotsu, Me'avdus L'Cheiris. Yerushalmi says, what's the idea of Haseba? Pardon me. Is to demonstrate lehodia sheyotzu me'avdus lecheres, to show that Klal Yisrael left from avdus lecheres, that we left from avdus lecheres. Just parenthetically, it appears from the Yerushalmi that the ikar of Haseba is what is not to be meumad, right? Like the Maral, in Gvuras Hashem says that the ikar Haseba is to be b'yeshiva. The Yerushalmi says it beferish. L'vishaderach avodim lios ochlim meumad. But we have to demonstrate that we're B'nai Chorin, so therefore we have to eat B'Haseba. So clearly, the simple contrast is between Mu'umad as opposed to Miyushav. It's an interesting riot to the Maral. But what's the Yerushalmi saying? That the goal of the Haseba is Lohodiyah Sheyotzu Me'avdus L'Cheres. Clearly to demonstrate Cheres. At first glance, Haseba would seem to be a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. We don't find a pasuk in the Chumash saying that you have to have a seba. If I'm psukim for matzah, for Pesach, maybe for Morah as well, as a hechshera de pischa, to be eaten in conjunction with the carbon Pesach. B'pshuto, the mitzvah of a seba is a mitzvah de Rabbanan, that Chazal added. And some point out that the shiltos de Rav Achoy Gon, we had a shiltos yesterday talking about Noshim Be'Haseba, but the shiltos, we'll see, the shiltos has many important comments about Haseba. So the shiltos de Rav Achoy Gon, in talking about Haseba Bifnei Rabo, the shiltos says that why is it that a Talmud is not Mesa Bifnei Rabo? We'll talk about the context and, you know, what the parameters of that halacha are. But the halacha is that a Talmud is not Mesa Bifnei Rabo. What kind of Rebbe is it? Rebbe Muvog, not Rebbe Muvog. But what's the basic idea? Right? Why is the Talmud not Mesa Bifnei Rabo? So comes the shiltos and says, well, I'll tell you, it's very simple. The Talmud has a mitzvah of Kvod Rabo that's a mitzvah de Oraisa. The mitzvah of Haseba is only a mitzvah de Rabbonin. Lo osi de Rabbonin v'dochi de Oraisa. Okay, so clearly the Shiltas is learning Haseba is a mitzvah de Rabbon. Everyone learns that it's a mitzvah de Rabbon. Because there is no pasuk beferish in the Torah that says that you should do Haseba. So clearly the Chachamim instituted Haseba. But the Rambam has a remarkable comment. The Rambam in Ilchas Chametz Matzah says that even though the actual institution of Haseba, how exactly we're supposed to do Haseba, in what context we do Haseba at the Seder, even though all that is only the Rabbonan, but there's a Kiyum Doraisa in Haseba. What Kiyum Doraisa are we talking about? So this is a very, very famous and important Rambam. Let's take a look. If you have a Rambam, please look at the Rambam inside together with me. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam laharas es atzmo ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo yotza atom yishibu Mitzrayim. Right, paraphrasing what we say on the Seder, right? Every generation, a person has to feel that he's leaving Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes, it's not enough just to remember that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. A person has to feel Chayev Adam Liros es atzmo ki'ilu hu yotza mi'Mitzrayim. He has to feel that he's leaving Mitzrayim. And the Rambam adds, Nochazach, something else as well, not just Liros, but Laharos. Laharos, not just to feel, but to demonstrate that he's leaving Mitzrayim. Person has to demonstrate, says the Rambam, Ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo yotza ata mishiba Mitzrayim. We have to feel like we're leaving Mitzrayim on the Leil HaSeder itself. Shenemer ve'osanu hotzi misham. The pasuk ve'osanu hotzi misham means that not only were Klal Yisrael taken out of Mitzrayim, but we ourselves were taken out of Mitzrayim as well. Ve'osanu hotzi misham. We feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim as well. On the Leil HaSeder, we have to re-experience Yitzias Mitzrayim and feel as if we're leaving Mitzrayim. How does the Rambam know this? Ve'al dover ze'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tor v'zacharta ki evad ha'yisa. The Rambam says there's a pasuk, "V'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa b'mitzrayim." You remember, you were not an eved in Mitzrayim. Your forefathers were avodim in Mitzrayim. Kolomer ki'ilu ata ba'atzmecha ha'yisa eved v'yatzasa lecheres v'nevdesa. Zok the Rambam, what this pasuk is telling us is that you have a mitzvah to feel that you were an eved in Mitzrayim. Ve'osanu hotzi misham, you were an eved, and you were redeemed from Mitzrayim. That's the chiv. The chiyuv is that on the Seder night, b'chol davador chayav adam laharas esatzmo ki'ilu hu yotza ato mishibud Mitzrayim, says the Rambam. And it's a pasuk in Chumash. So what do we do? Do we do anything? It's just a hargosha belay. We just have to think, we have to feel. No, laharos, we have to demonstrate. How do we demonstrate? Look, the Rambam halacha zayin lefikach, kishesoid adam belayla hazet tzarech lecha v'lishtos v'umesiv derecheres. First of all, the way that we show that we've left Mitzrayim, that we've been Echoron, is that we have to eat and drink Beheseba. Notice, Heseba is not an action that we do stam, we're leaning back during the Seder. No, we're leaning B'shas Achilu Shtia. It's in conjunction with the eating and the drinking, in conjunction with the Suda of the Seder night. That's the first point. V'chol Echad Ve'echad. Oh, that's one point. Good. Heseba. Adds the Rambam another point. V'chalecha ve'echa bein anoshim, bein anoshim chayev lishtos b'lay lazeh arba koso shel yayin. Ein pochazim mehem. And what's more, says the Rambam, men and women, even women, have to drink dalet kosos on the Seder night. Why? The kiyum daraisa. It's the kiyum daraisa v'yosonu hotzmishsam. Laharos kilu hu yotza ata mishibin Mitzrayim. To show the derecheres, which is a kiyum daraisa, says the Rambam, we do two things. Haseba and Dalet Kosas. We were talking about the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perek Zayin, Aloha Zayin. The Rambam says that since there is a Kiyum D'Oraisa in demonstrating Cheirus, V'zacharta ki Eved Ha'isa, V'yosanu Hotzi Misham, so therefore we have to do two things. We have to do Haseba, we have to recline when we eat and we drink on the Seder night, and what's more, we have to drink Dalet Kosas. These are two Takonos D'Rabbanan that Chazal made to demonstrate Cheirus, but according to the Rambam, there's a Kiyum D'Oraisa in these Takonos D'Rabbanan. Haseba is not just a mitzvah D'Rabbanan according to the Rambam, but as the Briskerov points out, he was Medayak in this Rambam. The Briskerov in Ilchas Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes, he writes that the Rambam clearly understands that Haseba is a Kiyum D'Oraisa. A Kiyum D'Oraisa in V'Zacharta Ki Eved Ha'Yisa. That a person has to remember that they were Avodim in Mitzrayim, and V'Yosanu Hotzi Misham, that the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim. The Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Ayin Beis Siv Beis, we had the Shulchan Aruch yesterday. Shulchan Aruch writes that one has to be Mesader his table properly. What's the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch? Take a look at the packet, right here, packet 9, page 1. Really should be page 2. I don't know why the Yerushalmi wasn't numbered, but in the numberings, it's page 1. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Arachayim Tavayim Beis Beis, Yisadr Shulchan Yofa Bekelim Noem Kfi Kocho V'yochen Mokam Moshova Shiesha Be'aseba Derecheres. Person should arrange his table beautifully. That's part of the mitzvah halayla of the Seder. What does that mean? Why is there this chiyuv? So comes the Gaon in Bir Agra, and he writes, Yisader shezel bichlal derecheres. Gaon says that's bichlal derecheres to have a shulchan yofe, a shulchan with kelim noim, is bichlal derecheres. What's the Gaon saying? That even though Chazal u'mesakein haseba and dalet kosos to demonstrate derecheres, but this is also a derecheres. Having kelim noim on the shulchan is also a way to demonstrate the cheres. Where does the Gaon get this from? From the Bach. Right, the Bach, in his comments on the tour, this is on page 3 in the handout. The Bach writes, on the comment of the tour, this is really a tour, V'yisadah shulchan o'yofi b'kelim noem kfi kocho, etc. So on that, the Bach writes, Mishnah perek avipsochim, afilu adu shibisrael lo yochel at shiyosev, upirish rashi kederach b'nei chorin b'mita v'yala shulchan. The Bach makes reference to Rashi and the Rashbam that Haseba requires b'mita v'yala shulchan. So the Bach also is saying that this is part of Kederech b'nei Chorin. Right? Kederech b'nei Chorin. That's Zeche l'cheiros, as Rashi says. Notice the Bach is interpreting the phrase Zeche l'cheiros in Rashi and the Rashbam as Kederech b'nei Chorin. You're demonstrating cheiros by lying on the mita when you eat, by doing Haseba, and doing his seba by the shulchan. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch expands and says that having a beautiful shulchan with kelim noim is a chelik of the derecheres. And this is exactly what the Ma'aril in his Hilchas Hagoda writes. I didn't have a Ma'aril, but I took it off the Bar Ilan. I take on page 2, the Ma'aril in his first comment in Seder Hagoda in Oz Dalet, Omar Mahari Segel, one of the Rishonim, Kol Yemos Hashana Tov Limnoa Kelim Noim Leman Miut Sror Zeich LeChurban. It's always better to hold back a little bit. Zeich LeChurban. We shouldn't show everything that we have. We shouldn't show all of our cheres, all of our wealth. Hold back a little bit. Zeich LeChurban. Levad Mi Leilos HaSeder, aside from the nights of the Seder, Lefi Shatora Hizira Laharos Derecheres. Says the Mari Sega, why on the Seder night is one not supposed to hold back? You're supposed to make it even more beautiful, because the Torah was mazid, the Torah was mitzaveh, to demonstrate derecheres. What a lashon in the Ma'aril. Laharos derecheres. Who is he echoing? Which lashon is the Ma'aril echoing in this statement, laharos derecheres? Anyone? The Rambam, exactly. That's the Rambam. Not just Liros Esatzma Kilu Yotzami Mitzrayim, but Laharos Esatzma Kilu Hu Yotzami Mitzrayim. That there's a chiyuv to demonstrate the Derech Cheiros. That's what the Maril is saying. And part of that, Zok the Maril, is to have a shulchan yafeh, a shulchan with kelim noyim, because that's also a part of derech eretz. The question is, why didn't the Rambam mention a shulchan yafeh? If shulchan yafeh is part of derech eretz, then the Rambam should have said it as well. Why didn't the Rambam mention shulchan yafeh with kelim noyim? What do you think? Why did the Rambam leave out Shulchan Yafeh? If it's a part of Derech Eretz, then he should have mentioned it as well. I think the answer is that there's no question the Rambam would hold that having a Shulchan Yafeh with Kelim Noyim is a Kiyum Daraisa. It's a Kiyum in the Mitzvah Sasebo, or I should better say, a Kiyum in Derech Eretz. No question the Rambam would hold like that. But the Rambam doesn't mention it because the Chachamim were not misaken general actions derech eretz. The Chachamim were misaken maisim misuyamim, specific actions. You know, the Chachamim, when they make a takana, it has to be quantified. It has to be quantified precisely. We don't give like a nebulous idea, you should act with derech eretz. No, it has to be quantified precisely. So the Chachamim said to themselves, what can we legislate? What can we dictate that everyone should do? It's going to be shavah l'chol nefesh, it's going to be quantified, it's going to be precise. So to that, the Chachamim said, Haseba. Haseba is an action. Reclining, it's a way to eat. So that we can legislate. Dalakosas, drinking dalakosas, that's a precise action. The Rambam feels that the Takana Derabbanan only focused on Maisim Misuyamim, on precise actions. But that doesn't mean that having a Shulchan Noah with Kalim Yafim, that's not a Kiyum in Derech Eretz. Avad, it's a Kiyum Derech Eretz. There's no Takana Derabbanan to force us to do this, but there's no question if a person does it, there is a Kiyum in Derech Eretz by doing so. Okay? This is the basic mitzvah of Derech Eretz as the Rambam presents it. Again, the Rambam holds that a Seba, of course, is a Takana Derabbanan, but it's a Takana Derabbanan that has a Kiyum Daraisa. It is a Kiyum in the mitzvah Daraisa. V'zacharta ki eved ha'isa ve'osanu hotzi misham. Questions? Okay, all of this is Medina de Gemar. Medina de Gemar, there's a mitzvah of Haseba, as we've described, a mitzvah de Rabbanon, the Rambam holds that there's a kiyum darais in it, but this is Medina de Gemar. Comes the tour and quotes the Rav Yoh, who disagrees. He doesn't disagree with the Din of the Gemara, but who says that Bizman Azeh, this mitzvah, shouldn't exist. What's the tour? Which tour am I talking about? So take a look in the packet, in packet 9. The tour is on page 3. The tour in Simen Tafai in Beis, if Beis writes, V'yisad ha-shulchono yofa b'kelem noam kfi kocho, V'yochin mokom moshavo she'yesha be'aseba derech eretz. Tor is a party member, right? He quotes the idea of Haseba, he quotes the idea of derech eretz. But then he adds, he says, V'kos of Avi Ho'ezri, Avi Ho'ezri refers to the Rav Yoh. Kos of Avi Ho'ezri b'zman hazeh she'ein regilos be'artzeinu lahosev, yoshev kedarko ve'en tzorach lahosev. The Tor quotes from the Rav Yoh, that nowadays that we normally don't eat beheseh, but we normally don't recline when we eat, a person should sit regularly, he doesn't have to do a seba. The Rav Yoh is the Mara de Shmaitza, he's the one who throws the monkey wrench into the sugya. He writes that the mitzvah of a seba doesn't exist bizman hazeh, because the whole idea is to demonstrate a derech eretz. Haseba nowadays doesn't demonstrate derech eretz, because who is meisiv? People lie down on the mita when they eat. We don't do that kind of thing. So Zokter Rav Yoh, it doesn't make any sense to do haseba, because it doesn't show cheres. It's not a derech eretz bizman hazeh. So if it's not derech eretz bizman hazeh, then there's no inyan to do haseba bechlal. That's what the Rav Yoh holds. This shita is echoed by the Mordechai. The Mordechai quotes a Rahavon. The Ravon, one of the Rishonim, also says that Eseba Bizman Azeh is not Shaykh. This is on Omud Lamed Dalid, Omud Beis. Before the Tosfos Me'arve Psachim. This is in the part of the Mordechai of Heilecho HaSeder B'Ktzara. It's at the very end there on Lamed Dalid, Omud Beis. He says like this, Kosov Ravon. This is by the Os Lamed Gimel in the Big Day Yesha, if you want to look on with me. Kosov Ravon, Bimeyem Ayunog in Leshev Alamitos Velishkav, Ulahase Beaseba Smol Derech Tainuk. In their times, he says, in the times of the Gemara, the times of the Tanakh, they used to sit on the mitos, on the beds, and lie down on their left side as a tainug when they ate. The kacha you chayov and lechol be'aseba. That's why the Chachamim instituted that one should eat be'aseba on the leila seder. Avol onu shein onu regilim be'kach yotzin shaloka derech aseba. Dr. Avon, but we are not used to doing that. We don't eat be'aseba. So yotzin shaloka derech aseba. One can be yotze the achil and shesia of the seder night without a seba. Ve'ein lintos yamin u'smol. And there's no leaning. There's no leaning left and right. I mean, you never lean to the right. It's a sort of a strange phrase, right? You only lean to the left. We're going to see the different reasons why you don't lean to the right. But the simple reason that's given is that it's a sakana. It's a sakana to lean to the right because the food might go down the wrong pipe. But Dr. Avon, yotzin shalo kederech haseba. Bizman is that we can be yotzi without a seba because there's no regilus. It's not normal. It's ein darko bekach. So if it's ein darko bekach, so then one can be yotzi without haseba. The Chachamim would never have been misaken haseba bizman hazeh. That's what both the Rav Yo and the Ravon are assuming. That haseba is a function of it being darko bekach. If it's not darko bekach, if it's not normal to do haseba, so then there's no takona to do haseba. What does this bring to mind, this svara? We had such a svara yesterday. That maybe Haseba only applies if it's Darko Bekach. But if it's not Darko Bekach, then Haseba doesn't apply. Which Shita seem to invoke such a principle? Anyone?
The Ritva?
Exactly. That was the Ritva. Morty Blau, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Excellent, Morty. That was the Ritva. The Ritva said that the Havamina, that the Oni doesn't have to do Haseba, is that it's not Darko Bekach. He's not Rogelasos Haseba Kolashana. So I would have a Havamina that he doesn't have to do Haseba. Kamash Malon what? But if it's not Darko Bekach, so why does he have to do it? Zok the Ritva, Kamash Malon, that Chazal made a Takana below Plug. Chazal made a Takana based on the Rov. Since Rov Anoshim, it is Darko Bekach to do Haseba. So therefore, everyone has to do Haseba, even the Oni. We said that the Rashbam quoted from the Shiltas that an Isha is not Chayevis in Haseba, she's not obligated to do Haseba because it's not Darko Bekach. Aye, but the Isha Chashuva does have to do Haseba. The Isha Chashuva is the exception. Since Rov Noshim are Ein Darkon Bekach LaHaseba, right? It's Lav Darkayu LeMizgaz, as the Rashbam quotes from the Shiltas. It's not normal for them to do Haseba. So Chazal, we're not Mesakin for Noshim to do Haseba. But for an Isha Chashuva, since it's Darko Bekach, so then Chazal were misakin for them. There's no lo plug legabe Noshim, because Rov Noshim, it's not Darko Bekach to do a Seba. But since Rov An Noshim, it is Darko Bekach to do a Seba, so Chazal would go there, they were misakin below plug, that everyone should do a Seba, all men should do a Seba. But the Ravon and the Rav Yo are basically saying, is Bizman Azeh, men are like women. Right? Men bizman hazeh, like women at all times during history. Right? Since men bizman hazeh, it's not darkan bekach, even for rov men to do a seba. So there's no takona to do a seba. It doesn't make any sense to do a seba. Because it's like women. Women, rov women are not darkan bekach to do a seba. Zok the shilders, that's why the women are potter. So by the same token, the lo plug that Chazal were misakein for all anoshim, that only applies if rov anoshim normally do haseba when they eat. But if we're talking in a generation where rov anoshim don't do haseba, so then the whole takon is not said. It's the same as women, b'derech klal. Okay, this is the yisod that the Ravon and the Rav Yo suggest, that maybe haseba bizman hazeh doesn't apply b'chla. Now, the first question that we have to address regarding the shita is what does it mean? Does it mean that since Bizman Hazeh Haseba doesn't demonstrate a Derech Eres, so therefore it's not necessary to do Haseba? It's not Ma'akev B'dieved? Or perhaps what the Rav Yah and the Ravon are saying is that since Haseba doesn't demonstrate a Derech Eres Bizman Hazeh, it's inappropriate to do Haseba. Even lechatchila, one should not do haseba bizman hazeh. What's the shita? Is the shita that it doesn't matter if you want to do haseba, it's fine, but it's not ma'akev b'di'evet? Or should the pshat be that since haseba doesn't demonstrate a derech eretz bizman hazeh, then it's inappropriate, even lechatchila, one should not do haseba bedafka? What do you think? So let's look at the lashon, right? Let's look at the lashon of the Ravon, let's say, right? The Mordechai quotes the Ravon. What does he say? He says, "Avol anu she'ein anu regilim bekach yotzin shelo kederech haseba, ve'ein lintos yamin usmo." So, from the line of the Ravon, the beginning, yotzin shelo kederech haseba, it sounds like it's not that you shouldn't do haseba, it's that you can be yotze without it. He doesn't say that you can't do haseba, you shouldn't do haseba. He says yotze in shelo kederech haseba. So from the Ravon you get the impression that it's just not ma'akev. I know he adds to that, ve'in lintos yomun usmol, that you don't, we're not nota yomun usmol, ein lintos yomun usmol. That lashon sounds more like you shouldn't. But in light of the fact that he says yotzin shelo kederech haseba, it sounds like he just holds that it's a din b'di'evet, that it's a din that it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. It's not ma'akev b'di'evet. It's not that it's inappropriate. It's not that you shouldn't be doing it. It's not ma'akev b'di'evet. The Birkei Yosef is medayik from the Hagos Maimini, that the Rav Yoh actually holds that it's inappropriate to do Haseba. Inappropriate to do Haseba. What's the Hagos Maimini? That's on the Rambam. The Hagos Maimini quotes the Rav Yoh like the Tur. But let's see the Lashon of the Hagos Maimini. This is in Perek Zion Ozbeis. Rabbeinu Av Yoh Kosav She'eino Nutzrichen Haseba Bizman Hazeh Sharei B'nei Chori Einon Mesubin Ve'adarabba yeshiva kedarkon havya derech eris. The Rav Yoh says, Einon utzrichen haseba, because b'nei chori are not mesubin, ve'adarabba yeshiva kedarkon havya derech eris. It's also a funny lashon over here too, right? He starts by saying, Einon utzrichen haseba, which certainly sounds like it's not ma'akev b'di'evet, it's not necessary. But then he says that it's not a real derech eretz because yeshiva kedarkan is more of a derech eretz. So it's almost like, I think what the Birkei Yosef is pointing out, this is a Birkei Yosef in Simen Tov Ayin Beis Oz Dalet, one of the Perushim on the Shulchan Aruch. It's a separate sefer. So I think what he's pointing out is that from the Hagos Maimon, you get the impression that the Rav Yoh holds that since yeshiva kedarkan is more of a derech eretz, and the idea of the Rambam is that Haseba is to demonstrate Derech Eretz, so then it's inappropriate to do Haseba because you're not going to demonstrate as much of a Derech Eretz if you do Haseba. Right? I think it's that Lashon of the Hagos Maimini that the Birkei Yosef is pulling out and saying, from that Lashon it sounds like lechatchila you really shouldn't do Haseba according to the Rav Yoh. Okay, whether you can see that within the Hagos Maimini or not, it's clear from the Maril that he understood, according to the Rav Yoh, one should absolutely not do Haseba Bizman Hazeh. It's inappropriate. It's an inappropriate gesture. Which Maril? The second Maril. If you'll turn to page 2 in the handout again. The Sefer Maril in the Seder Haggadah in Os Chof, the Maril says, Pam achas kosav marash, shemotza kosav begilyan alfasi, sheniach lo oviv, moreno harav reb zekel, zal, sheshama mipi rabo harav reb yudah. Yeah, the dafka be mayim shoyu regilim be'aseva b'mishayim as hashana oz mechuyavim ba bepesach. Avolididon, this is the key. Listen up. Avolididon shebishayim as hashana lo na'agina be'aseva. For us that we normally are not knowing b'shayim as hashana to do aseva, ein lonu la'asosa b'lele pesach. We should not be doing aseva on lele pesach. D'macherus shayach b'zeh. What's the Cheres doing a Seba? Adarabba, doma lechole. He looks like he's sick. Don't do a Seba. That's not a Derech Cheres. Ein lonu la'asosa b'lele Pesach. One should not do a Seba b'zman hazeh, zok the Maril. B'shem the different Gaonim that he calls. Shem the different Mefarshim. It's clear that the Maril assumes that according to the Rav Yoh, according to the Ravon, that bisman hazeh things have changed because it's not a derech eretz to do a seiba. Not only can you be yotze b'dieved without a seiba, drink the dalakosas without a seiba, eat the matzah without a seiba, ein lonu lasosa b'leil pes, one should not do a seiba because faked, it's not demonstrating a derech eretz. It's showing like he's a chola. That's not derech eretz. That's the Maril. The Maril definitely says that according to the Rav Yoh and the Ravon, one should not do a seiba bizman hazeh. The Berakei Yosef wants to be medayek that way from the Hagos Maimonides presentation of the Rav Yoh as well. But it's clear from the Maril. Who stands in strong contrast to the Maril? The Bach. The Bach writes beferish that if one wants to do a seiba, it's permissible. The same Bach, after he points out the Yochin Mokom Moshovo, as we mentioned, Kederach B'nei Chorin, B'mitov Yal Shulchan, then he says, U'mashakosa B'shem Avi Ha'ezri, D'bar Tzeinu Ein Tzorg La'osev, quotes from the Tur, B'shem D'Rav Yoh, yeah, Kakosa B'shmo Gam Shar Mechabrim, U'mashma Medvorav D'av B'aseba Havo Leiderach Hashivos V'cheres, it's Mashma Medvorav, says the Bach, that Heseba is a derech hashivas v'cheiris. There's no question, lying down when one is eating, leaning over, reclining when one is eating, that does show a derech hashivas and derech cheiris. Ela mipnei sheheseba havya lefa'omim derech olim, hilkoch yeshiva kedaka havya derech cheiris la'olam. Since sometimes Heseba is a derech olim, so yeshiva kedaka is the real derech cheiris. And therefore it's not necessary to do a seiba. But Zokter Bach, Avlim Rotzalah Hosev Shaper Dummy. The Bach says if you want to do a seiba, it's ganz gut, it's fine, it's Shaper Dummy. It's clear from the Bach. He holds, it's fine. It's not Ma'akev, but you could do it. It's not that we would say Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it like the Maril. It's ganz fine. It's very good. The Be'eno Chole Vada Yorel Derecheres. Hey, if someone's not a chola, if you know he's not a chola, and yet he's reclining while he eats, so clearly that shows a derech eretz. The ochi noeg lechatchila lasos a seiba, and zok the bach when noeg lechatchila to do a seiba. Me'acha sherabim cholkim al avi ha'ezri. Since many argue on the Rav Yoh, like the Beis Yosef writes, the Beis Yosef there in those Beis at the end says, klomer shadaskol aposkim de la'olam, boy, a seiba, afilu bezman hazeh. Right? The Hagos Maimoni says that the Rav Yoh is a yechidah, he's a shita yechidah, he's a lone shita. So Zok the Bach, we do a seiba because most argue with the Rav Yoh. Husvir lohud af baratzena, boy, a seiba al kolponim. So the Bach says that we do a seiba anyway, most argue with the Rav Yoh. But what does the Rav Yoh hold? Dr. Bach, the Rav Yoh wouldn't say that it's inappropriate to do a seiba. He'd say, ain't sorach lasev, it's not necessary to do a seiba because it doesn't show a derech eretz, really. It doesn't show a derech eretz because cholim lie down like that. Most people, bizman hazeh, don't do haseiba when they eat. Yeshiva kedako is more of a derech eretz. But the reality is, if someone isn't a chola and he is reclining when he's eating, that does show a derech eretz. So therefore, says the Bach, im rotza lahosev shaper dam. If you want to do a seiba, you can. Okay, so this is the machlokas, the Maril and the Bach, whether according to the Rav Yoh, should one do a seiba? May one do a seiba as manazeh? Or do we say one may not do a seiba? Not only can you be yotze without a seiba, but maybe according to the Rav Yoh, one should not do a seiba, like the Maril wants to suggest. The Bach disagrees and says you can do a seiba, but it's not necessary according to the Rav Yoh. That's the Rav Yoh. But as we mentioned, the Bach and the Beis Yosef point out that we still do a seiba. The minig is to do a seiba against the Rav Yoh. The Hagos Maimoni already pointed out that the Rav Yoh is a yechidah, he's a shita yechidah, he's a lone shita. So therefore, we paskin like Rov Rishonim that even bizman hazeh one should do haseiba. That's the conclusion of the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of haseiba. That's the Siv Beis. Yisad Shulchan Yofa. Bekelim noyim fikocho yochin mokom moshavo shiyeh shebe haseiba. Derech eretz. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that one should sit be haseiba even bizman hazeh. Against the Rav Yom. Against the Rav Yom. The question is, why? Why is the minig against the Rav Yom? Why do all the Rishonim argue with the Rav Yom? The Rav Yom has a good point. He has a good point. Okay, we can argue within the Rav Yom whether it's inappropriate to do a Seba, whether it's not necessary to do a Seba. But one thing is clear, why should anyone say that it's necessary to do a Seba? At least say that it's not necessary to do a Seba. It's doch not a Derech Eres. It's not a Derech Eres. So if it's not a Derech Eres, what's the Havamina that you should have to do a Seba? That it's necessary to do a Seba? Mechatesi, it should be necessary to do a Seba. It's doch Pile Ploim. How can Rav Rishonim argue with the Rav Yom? It's not their Cheres Bisman Hazeh. So how could they argue with the Rav Yom? It's really a pella. It's really a pella. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan, and he suggests a very, very interesting approach. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Siv Gimel. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siv Gimel writes, do you have it on page 4? Does everyone have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Aruch HaShulchan writes like this, in Simen Tafayin Bei Siv Gimel. Vida. None of the other Rishonim hold like this. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying, now he's going to give a perush in these Rabboseinu. I think, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the kevon shemitzvah laso shinuyim b'leil zeh. There's a mitzvah to do shinuyim on the Leil HaSeder. What do we do for Shinuyim? What kind of Shinuyim do we do? Anyone? What's the basic Shina that we do?
We matzah.
Matzah,
dipping, and
everything in the matzah. Okay, not the matzah, but the dipping. Right, exactly, the dipping. Karpas! Karpas is the first Shina that we do. Right, karpas. That's a pretty big Shinuy. The Gemara says that that's a Shinuy. Kedei sheyishalu hatinokos. We do interesting things. From the Gemara, you get the impression that we're oker es ha-shulchan. We take the shulchan away from the Magid Haggadah, from the Balabayas, so that the children say, hey, what's going on? We made Kiddush, but now you're taking away the table. We do a lot of Shinuyim. The Rambam has this halacha in Perek Zayin. The Aruch HaShulchan makes reference to this Rambam. In Perek Zayin, Rambam says, a halacha. This is not like a game. This is not preschool. This is mamash halacha. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin halacha gimel v'tzarech laso shini b'layla hazeh kedei she'yiru habonim v'yishalu v'yomu manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. You got to do things. You got to do interesting things so that they're going to ask. V'yomu ad she'yoshiv lehem v'yomu lehem kach v'kach yiru kach v'kach hoya. You got to do shinuyim so that the children are going to ask and then the lead in to CPS and say, what do you do? Says the Rambam, Ketzad Mishane, Mechalik Lohem Kloyos Vergozim. We give out treats. We give out nuts and candies and other things, right? Very often, you'll see at many storm, a Balabayas has a cup of jelly beans or something. Yeah, he gives out the nuts. He gives out, I guess nowadays, you know, with the dentists, we can't give out jelly beans and candy. So we give out nuts and other things to the kids, right? Ve'okim ha-shulchan milifneim kodem she'yoklo. We take the shulchan away. This is an interesting minig. It's based on the Gemara. Gemara on Kuf Tes. We'll get to it. They grab the matzah from each other. Maybe that's the origin of grabbing the afikoman one from the other. We do different things. We do strange things. Well, what's the idea? What's this, a game? You're playing around in the Seder. It's Cholila, says the Rambam. This is not a game. This is Mamish Halacha. Halacha. You do Shinuyim in order that the Tinokos are gonna ask. So to lead to the Manishtana, lead to Avodim Ayinu B'Farah B'Mitzrayim, lead to Sibir Tzir Mitzrayim. Sokti Arachashulcha Nirlan Yezdaiti Kevin Shemitzulat So Shinuyim B'Leil Zek Moshe Gotzer Rambam Perek Zayin. Shitzorach lasa shinuyim b'leil zeh kedei sheyu rabbanim v'yishalom. Im kein ein lecha shinuy tov mehaseba. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's no better shinuy than haseba. She'ein onu regilim b'zeh. We want to do something strange. We want to do something different. Haseba is the strangest thing we can do. I mean, imagine, you know, the father never leans back. He always tells his kids, lean over so you don't spill on yourself, right? I don't want to have to wash that tie. I don't want to have to wash that pair of pants or you know, your shirt. And now the father's leaning back like there's no problem. No problem at all. Okay, he's wearing a kittel. He's not afraid he's going to dirty his shirt or his pants. But I mean, come on. This is so different. So strange. Normally we don't do it. Ashavosin also. Zokti Aruch HaShulchan, that's the best shini in the world. And he says, and I'll bring you a raya that we do this for a shinui. The purpose of the Haseba is not because it's derech eris, because it's not derech eris for us. We do it for shinuyim. The raya lezeh sharei b'mishna b'sheilas manishtana lohuzgu ha-sheilas Haseba u'benuscha shalonu yeshna. You know, you look in the Mishnah on Daf Kuvta Zayin Amar Alf, the manishtana appears in the Mishnayis and Psachim. Look in the Mishnah over there, you'll see they have a question about the tzli, sholok, mevushal, the basa that we eat on the Leila Seder. They don't have a seba. But on Nusach HaGadah has a seba in the Manishtana. Why? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Atam de Bizman HaMishnah, Lohay Sashinui. The time of the Mishnah wasn't anything strange. Lohay LeBen Malish Sholal Zeh. The Ben had nothing to ask about, but now it is strange. Avlach Shoshol Al HaShinui. V'lochein zok di Aruch HaShulchan o'ikah k'divi rov ha'poskim shechiv yesh be'aseba. The Aruch HaShulchan says, of course there's a chiv to do a seba even b'zman hazeh. Why? Not because of derech eris. It's not a derech eris. It's not a derech eris. It's not necessary to do. Mitzad the derech eris. But why do we do it? It's absolutely necessary, says the Aruch HaShulchan. It's not a freebie. It's not like if you want to do it, you can do it. No, there's a chiv to do it. Why? Anu halacha. Anu halacha. Not because of the takana of haseba from the time of the Mishnayos and the time of the Gemara, but rather because of the requirement to do shinuyim. This is an extra shinui that we do. A shinui so that kadesh yishlu hatinogos, that the tinogos will see there's something strange and they'll ask and it'll lead to manishtana. This, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is why we do a seba even b'zman hazeh, despite the fact that it's not a derech eris. We agree with the Rav Yoh and the Ravon that it's not a derech eris b'zman hazeh, but afal pi kein, we do a seba because it's a shinui. We want to do a shinui for the tinoko so that will lead to Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a very beautiful answer. The Aruch HaShulchan is a very beautiful answer as to why we should do a seba b'zman hazeh, even though it's not a derech eris. What's the problem with this answer? The problem is that from the Beis Yosef, you get the impression that those who argue with the Rav Yoh don't say that we do haseba for some new fangled reason. Right? They're not saying, okay, we agree with the Rav Yoh that it's not derech eris b'zman hazeh, but afal pi kein, you should do a seba because the shinui and shinuyim is so important in the seder, you know, because it leads to sipat zara. That's not what the Beis Yosef says. Beis Yosef says that the cholik on the Rav Yoh, the cholkim disagree with the Rav Yoh fundamentally. The clear impression you get from the Beis Yosef is that those who are cholik on the Rav Yoh hold that the ikar takana of Haseba still exists bizman hazeh. Take a look at the Beis Yosef. Gam agos maimin kosvu kein b'shem Rav Yoh, the kosvu alav di yochiru b'dover zeh. Klomar, shedas kol aposkim de la olam boi Haseba afilu bizman hazeh. The lashon of the Beis Yosef is that the mitzvah never changed. Right? You need Haseba. Nothing changed. They hold that the Rav Yoh is a das yachid. Everyone argues with him and claims that there's a chiv haseba. The Aruch HaShulchan would have you believe that fundamentally everyone agrees to the Rav Yoh, but they say that I have a new reason. I have another reason to do a seba bizman hazeh. But that's not the presentation the Beis Yosef gives us. Beis Yosef seems to say that bizman hazeh, despite the fact that it's not a derech eris, nevertheless, rov poskim, rov rishonim, argue with the Rav Yoh. And they claim that there's still a chiyav haseba. Why should there be a chiyav haseba if it's not derech eris? Yeah, if you say like the Aruch HaShulchan that there's a new reason to a seba, okay, nicha, that's fine. But that's not the way the Beis Yosef is presenting it. He's presenting it that most Rishonim argue with Ravi, and they say that despite the fact that it's not a Derech Eretz, there still is an inyan to do a Seiba b'zman hazeh. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat? Why do we do a Seiba if it's not a Derech Eretz? How can you say that the Takana still remains? So there are a number of answers you can give to this question. I'll just offer one today, and maybe we'll continue Amir Hashem tomorrow with a few others. The simple answer to this question is a construct that we've suggested in many different contexts. And that is that very often you find that Chazal have a certain takana. There's a tam for the takana, there's a reason for the takana. But there's a geder ha-takana. Meaning, Chazal are misaking a certain maisa, certain act, for a certain reason. And sometimes Chazal say, we want you to do this act. We want you to do this act. And whether the tam applies or doesn't apply, the mitzvah will still apply. It's what we call a takana below plug. A gezeira below plug, right? Sometimes Chazal make a takana, bekum va'asei, a takana, we'll call it a mitzvah sasei derabbanan. Sometimes Chazal will make a gezeira derabbanan, not to do something, because we're afraid that it might lead to something else. Right? And Chazal sometimes institute the takana or the gzera below plug. They say whether the tam applies or it doesn't apply, we want you to do this following action, or we don't want you to do something. So we've often find gzeras below plug, takanas below plug. So it could be the simple answer to this kasha as to how the Cholkim and the Rav Yochanan can say that there's a mitzvah seseba b'zman hazeh, even though it's not a derech eretz. The simple answer could be that they hold that Chazal instituted the mitzvah seseba below plug. They instituted this mitzvah to do a maisa seseba b'shas achila b'shas shtia. Yes, the tam for the takana was to demonstrate a derech eretz, but Chazal instituted this takana, the etzema takana, is to do a maisa seseba b'shas achila, whether or not that demonstrates derech eretz in your particular generation. So even if the tam atakana is batal b'zman hazeh, the etzem atakana is not batal. So it could be that's what the Rishonim will argue with the Rav Yoh claim. They agree that it's not a derech eretz b'zman hazeh. But they say, Azma, Chazal were mesakein in the mitzvah seseba, and they were mesakein it below plug. So even if the tam is batal, the takana is not batal. Right? The takana remains intact, it remains in force to do a maisa seseba b'shas achilu shtia, despite the fact that the tam atakana is no longer valid. Even though it's not a derech eretz b'zman hazeh, the etzem atakona, the chazal were mesaken, that remains in place, because they were mesaken that takona below plug. Okay, this could be the simplest way to explain the chokim on the Rav Yoh, that despite the fact that a seba nowadays is no longer derech eretz, nevertheless, the tam atakona might be batel, but the etzem atakon of Chazal is not batel. Since Chazal were mesaken below plug to do a maisa seba b'shas achilu shtia, then even b'zman hazeh there's a chiyuv to do a seba at the seder.